Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happening today, the illegal immigrant accused of murdering Rachel Moore.
Yeah, let's start it. Start that again. It's a little loud. Here we go.
Happening today, the illegal immigrant accused of murdering Rachel Moore and will be in court for a pretrial hearing. He's also accused of murder in El Salvador prior to crossing the border in 2023, as well as another brutal home invasion and assault right here in the U.S. The 37-year-old mother of five's body was found off a walking trail in August of 2023. That trial is expected to begin later this week, following jury selection.
Unbelievable. Guy wanted by Interpol shows up here, murder in his own country, wanted, process, stamped, welcome to America by the Border Patrol. They're supposed to protect us. Department of Homeland Security is supposed to protect us, but everything gets weaponized under Democrats. So into the country he goes. His first attack here. It's on a mom and a 9-year-old girl. It was brutal. I'm not going to detail it this time this morning. It's every horrific thing you could possibly imagine. It's a wonder they're not dead. But Rachel Morin would end up dead. Mother of five, discarded like trash. All of this the work of Democrats. Of Joe Biden. I mean, very, very, very preventable. We had him in custody. We let him go. Over the weekend, the number two story in the entire United States of America. I love, thanks to X, these things are hitting. People are seeing them. A news story. Headline, Fox News did it. By the way, Fox is the only source because the mainstream media blacked it out. Didn't matter. Still went to number two in the nation. Which I can't tell you the power of that. It's going to change everything. People get real news. They can make real decisions. Voters can make real decisions. This is all X doing this. Thank God for Elon Musk. The theme of the second hour this week, this morning, excuse me, the theme of the first hour for something else. A Honduran illegal alien accused of murdering a Georgia mom of five. This is a new one. In a random attack earlier this month, faces additional charges, including rape and necrophilia. What a great guy. He's going to make a great Democrat voter someday, I'm sure. But other than that, he's a miserable piece of human debris. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said David Hector Rivas Sagatume, 21, had been the subject of a deportation order since July of 2023. In other words, a judge had already ordered him deported. So what have we found about that? Remember, there are 1.3 million of those, but Biden had either benched, set them on desk work, the folks who are now running around deporting these guys. That's why there were all these judges' orders, again, 1.3 million of these people ordered deported, most of them because they'd committed crimes here, but Biden wouldn't let them go round them up. That's what they're doing now. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said David Hector Regas Saskatumi had been the subject of a deportation order since July of 2023. Earlier this month, he's still wandering around because Biden, Democrats. He was charged with capital murder in the death of Camelia Williams, a 52-year-old mother of five and grandmother. Her body was dumped in a wooded area, Cobb County, Georgia. Prosecutors have now filed additional charges against this lunatic, including malice murder, aggravated assault, rape, aggravated sexual battery, and necrophilia. Because we just don't have enough Americans to commit these crimes. Williams' family told local media outlets that she said a man had been stalking her in the days leading up to the night she was killed. It was not a man she knew. He'd been following her. She felt like someone was following her. Oh, how creepy. It says authorities have not determined the suspect's connection to Williams, if there is one. She's dead. The Department of Homeland Security told Fox News that this is why the mainstream media is blacking this out. The only source here is Fox. That Rivas Saskatume entered the United States illegally on March 17, 2021. Oh, okay. So right after Joe Biden welcomed these people into our country, told them to come. He said, there are so many Americans to kill and so little time. I'm heading to America. And that's what he did. Joe Biden, y'all. Joe Biden. Here we go.
This has been the greatest migration in human history around the world, as well as in this hemisphere. And
that's what he says when he's done the math. This is how he describes it. Meanwhile, folks, just so we're all clear on what the battle lines are here. Headline. Five Senate Democrats head to Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, to protest the detention of Trinidad Aragua terrorists and killers. Now, I looked to see if any one of these five had ever called one of the parents of the rape victims of Trinidad Aragua, Lakin Riley. It'd be nice. That's a nice opportunity. Jocelyn Nung, Gary's 12-year-old daughter, raped and murdered by a member of Trinidad Aragua who was literally wearing Joe Biden's ICE monitoring bracelet but did not care, had no fear whatsoever of American law enforcement, because why would he?
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Had any one of these five Senate Democrats ever been associated with phone call, visit, funeral, anything? No, don't care. Don't care. Five Senate Democrats are heading to Guantanamo Bay, not to demand justice for Americans terrorized by violent foreign gangs, but no, to protest the detention of members of the notorious Trinidad Aragua cartel, a brutal criminal enterprise originating in Venezuela. So these are the same ones taking over hotel complexes in departments in Aurora. We know about that one, but also in El Paso. As the UK Daily Mail has exhaustively documented, they take over these properties by threatening to kill the landlords if they come on their own property. What do they need the properties for? That's the place that the American media doesn't want to go. I don't know why. We have to go to the UK Daily Mail to find out, but I'll tell you, they sell little girls and boys out of them. Underage. Kidnap victims. Bring them here. We've never seen this in America before. So what they do now. Do the Democrats care? No. Do the Democrats lie to protect them, as they did in Colorado, from the attorney general to the governor? Yes, they do. They lie to keep them here. What apartment complex? No, that's fake news. They haven't taken over an apartment complex. The UK Daily Mail watched them go in and drag the girls out. They sell kidnapped women, too, if you want something a little older. But whatever. The delegation includes Senators Jack Reed, Jean Shaheen, Gary Peters, and Alex Padilla out of California, all Democrats, as well as self-proclaimed independent but liberal Angus King of Maine. The trip is led under the guise of congressional oversight. Democrats are headed to Guantanamo Bay for oversight. They say they're going to, quote, protest the detention. What, would they want them to run free so they can sell children? Would they like to buy some children? You can. You could in El Paso. You know what it took to extract these thugs out of El Paso? We've never seen this before, folks. Local Texas law enforcement agencies. Folks, this has been, I've done my Battleground America podcast on this. If you want to just read the citations, that's fine too. I put them at the end, the sources from last week. El Paso law enforcement required no less than 12 agencies, over 300 men, to take back that apartment complex in El Paso. To take it back. This is war on our soil to reclaim territory. And the worst part, the UK Daily Mail reported, because they sent a reporter, the worst part was after the raid when they pulled out what they were selling and they were on the curb. Girls for sale, women for sale, and some boys too. Democrats care? No, they don't. They are on their way to Guantanamo Bay to fight for the Tren de Aragua cartel. Why is this? Why are they obsessed with this gang? I've been all over this too. Learn to say it with me. Chavistas. Chavistas. They're not called Tren de Aragua in Venezuela. They're called Chavistas. People are terrified of them because they are the only people with the guns. They are the enforcers for the Socialist Party of Venezuela. They are the foot soldiers of Cartel de los Soles. Know that name, because they're going to run this country if the Democrats win. They're going to run blue areas like they do Venezuela. You know what's interesting? Donald Trump listed Cartel de los Soles, which is the violent extremist arm of the Venezuelan Socialist Party. This is what keeps them in power, even though they can only win 30% of the vote. They just shoot whoever gets in their way. They are fellow travelers. They are socialists. This is a gang with a political bent. They are communists. They are socialists. They are here. They are selling children. And Democrats are on their way to Guantanamo Bay to try to liberate them. Did you ever think you'd see a thing like this? Folks, if this segment makes you mad, know this. Know this. Last week, Pew poll, okay, liberal pollster, Pew, 97% of Americans now say if somebody is a gang member or commits crimes and is illegal, they want them deported. 97%. So the Democrats now represent 3% of America and the Tren de Aragua terrorists. Good luck, guys. Go ahead, run on that. Please, I beg you.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.